After six rounds, the spelling bee came down to Price and Juno seventh grader Brayden Wrightson. The two competed in six more rounds before Wrightson misspelled abumbrate. Price then went on to cinch his win, correctly spelling meniscus.
M-E-N-I-S-C-U-S.
After spelling the final word, Price says he wasn't immediately sure that he had won.
I was pretty nervous because they were all whispering around and what was going on.
As the winner of the state spelling bee, Price was presented with a trophy, savings bonds, a Webster's dictionary, a subscription to an online encyclopedia, and an online dictionary service. More importantly, he advances to the national spelling bee competition. Price has been competing in spelling bee since he was in the fourth grade.
Well, I had done good on the classroom test. And I was interested in doing some sort of academic competition. There wasn't really anything in fourth grade besides that.
The best Price had done previously is third place in the Washington State Spelling Bee. Nerves can take a toll on the best spellers, especially in the high-stakes world of spelling bees. Price says he worked hard to maintain his cool throughout the competition.
They just don't look at the crowd and nothing, just get up there and spell the words.
Price studied thousands of words in the lead-up to the competition and says he has steadily improved his ability to see word patterns over time. His father, Dan Price, helped him prepare, as did a couple of teachers at the Craig Middle School. Before the Craig Kluwak Spelling Bee, Dan Price says his son studied spelling for about an hour a day. He says the study time increased to 3 to 4 hours a day after Oliver advanced to the state competition.
I'm proud of him that he achieved the goal that he's wanted to do for 4 years, and he worked hard to do it. He studied many hours to do it.
Dan Price attended the Spelling Bee competition at the Anchorage Performing Arts Center. He says it wasn't always easy sitting in that audience.
Each time it was his turn, it was nerve-wracking. At the end, when there was two left, the other kid misspelled a word, so Oliver got a championship word, and he misspelled it. So that was a little tense. So that allowed the other kid back in, and they had to go another two rounds before Oliver won.
Dan Price says he intends to accompany Oliver to the National Spelling Bee competition in Washington, D.C. at the end of May. Before then, he says he will continue to work with Oliver as he attempts to memorize the countless words that he could encounter at the national competition.
They published a list of 24,000 words that have been in all of the National Spelling Bee since 1925, so probably we'll start in on that next week.
The National Spelling Bee runs May 29th through June 6th. If Price does well on the initial written competition, he could advance to a nationally televised portion of the Spelling Bee. Price will be one of two Alaskans competing in this year's National Spelling Bee. The winner of the Interior Alaska Spelling Bee this Saturday will also advance to the national competition. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.